USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travel headaches continuing across the country as flights are continuing to be delayed as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday. This comes after more than 6,000 were canceled globally on Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. The TSA saying they screened millions of passengers over the holiday weekend, the busiest time of year for air travel. This traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, tells Fox News she's no fan of being stranded at an airport.
It's frustrating because, you know, it's kind of scary and, you know, getting stranded at an airport.
President Biden back in Delaware after spending some time at the White House holding a conference call with governors. Biden saying more at-home tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The vaccine requirement for New York City goes into effect on Monday. The mandate requiring private sector employees to have at least one dose of a vaccine as of this week. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox and Friends and says she's hopeful a couple of things happen that would eliminate the vaccine mandate.
Next week, we're going to get a new mayor here in New York City, and we're hoping that that mayor is going to revisit some of these policies, and the Supreme Court will be looking at the Biden mandate as well. So let's hope that things loosen up here and we focus more on treatment and therapeutics going forward.
A AAA survey of gas stations finds the national average price for regular is back below $3.29 a gallon. Prices are below $3 a gallon in 11 states. Oklahoma's statewide average of $2.86 a gallon is the nation's lowest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pandemic again wreaking havoc on an annual event.
More and more companies have decided they will not be represented in Las Vegas, at least not firsthand, at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. Microsoft now the latest to say it will only participate in the CES remotely without any physical presence because of the concerns about the rise of the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus variant. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and many other big companies have bowed out already. Before the Friday report that Microsoft will be at the CES only remotely, Consumer Electronics Show officials saying last week the event will still go on, though, is scheduled on January 5th through the 8th, with vaccination requirements, masking, and COVID-19 tests available for in-person participation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican-led states will restrict access to abortion pills via telehealth appointments, despite a move by the FDA to lift restrictions on prescribing the drugs. Five states have explicitly banned telehealth visits to prescribe abortion medication: Arizona, Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, and West Virginia. An additional 15 states have mandated that a physician must be present when a patient obtains and uses an abortion drug, effectively banning the use of telemedicine for prescribing and dispensing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.